This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess is hanging out with you on a fine and dandy Monday morning. Hopefully you enjoyed that Thanksgiving weekend or 4-day. We're going to ask the question, Anish.
Yes, why are you on the naughty list? Because let's be real. We're in the holiday season officially. You know, once Thanksgiving comes around, even though a lot of people put up their Christmas decorations, I don't know, that's a controversy in itself, but now we're here. Santa's watching. Santa's got the list. And we want to know, we want you to confess to the mess. If you're on the naughty list, why? Maybe we can help you clear yourself off. We can hop you over to the nice list before Santa comes around with the gifts.
No, absolutely. Do you think you made the naughty list or the nice list this year?
I made the nice list.
Obviously.
I would never in my life have I been worthy of coal for Christmas. Are you kidding?
All right. Did you make the naughty list? And why did you make the naughty list? It's like we got Axel on the line. Axel, how'd you make Santa's naughty list?
Okay, so don't judge me too hard, but my wife celebrated her birthday last month, and for like her birthday gift, like her big gift that I got her were AirPods, and she was like super excited. She was bragging to all her friends because you know how expensive AirPods are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah, I definitely got her knockoffs. They cost like $10.
And she doesn't know.
She has no idea. They look legit. Like, they look like they're in the actual case. Like, they could be more fake.
She must have bad hearing because I know you can hear the difference.
I know, right? Are they still working?
I mean, for now, yeah. But she thinks it has, like, Apple insurance on them. And I don't know how to break it to her that that's not a thing if you spend $10 for
them. Okay. Because I'm going to just tell you, don't let her go to Apple because that's when they're going to break the news if that does break. But why did you buy knockoffs? Like, is it just like you weren't able to make it happen?
No. Here's the thing. Like, a few days before her birthday, she spent $400 on Sephora. She went there, and she spent $400 on, like, lip liner and eye gloss.
Eye gloss.
Not the eye gloss. Right.
I don't know what she's doing, but, like, $400 on Sephora?
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, if you can spend $400 on Sephora, I'm going to spend $10 on
That'll teach you. No, listen, actually, I was in the same situation. My wife, Amber, was going out with her friend, was going to pick her up to go to Sephora. She's like, can I pick up a few things? Like, yeah, here's my card. I'm thinking a few things, like a few things. I'm thinking Max. Max is going to be on a high end, maybe near $100.
Ooh.
She called me and she's like, hey, we're on our way. Do you want us to pick up lunch? Like, yeah, pick me up something. How much did you spend? $198.
Uh-huh.
I go, $198? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I thought you picking up a few things. She, I did. Sephora's expensive, y'all.
It is.
Yeah.
Axel, sir, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. I just hope she doesn't find out.
Yeah.
As somebody who spent like $400 in Sephora before too, I feel for ya.
It's yeah.
How much is eyeglass at Sephora, by the way?
Eyeglass is not real, but eyeshadow can run you like $50.
$50 for one thing?
For the good stuff.
What the hell? You know, she deserves those fake
eyes.
She deserved those, Axel.
No, you agree.
I agree.
And you're totally okay on being on Santa's naughty list.
I mean, I think it's worth it.
Okay. Well, Axel, you know, I got Santa's number. I'm going to text him like, yo, can you get my man Axel off that list? You know, she deserved that.
Yeah, you're just trying to balance out the money, the finances for the month. We get you.
Thank you for sharing that, Axel.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
My God. So why are you making Santa's naughty list this year? You know, I think he just has a point.
I think he's okay.
I hope that mama doesn't go to the Apple store and go up to somebody and be like, I need service on my AirPods, because that's going to be bad.
Like, sorry, ma'am. These are not official. Right?
No.
Let the Morning Mess take in more of your calls. Morning Mess, happy holidays. People were getting mad because I was saying happy holidays and it was just Thanksgiving. Can you not say that happy holidays during Thanksgiving?
You know, it's very interesting how there's a sensitive crowd, but the sensitive crowd don't know that they're sensitive. So there's like that whole thing. Well, no, you could say happy holidays.
Okay, because I got a DM for someone on the show. They're like, say happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. The hell with it. Not official. Happy holidays. Why are you making Santa's naughty list this year? Just think back. Jog your memory. I know you got to go back a whole year. You got to think about the whole year. That one moment, they're like, I probably made the naughty list this year. Anisha's claiming he's not on the list this year.
An angel, honestly, while you people are all fraudulent.
We got Lucy on the line. How are you making Santa's naughty list this year, and why?
So I have a friend who always posts the ugliest photos of me all the time.
Are you sure that's your friend?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, on Halloween, we posted a picture of all of us, like, me and the besties. I was a cheerleader, and she had me looking like a zombie with the filter.
Oh, disgusting. Maybe she wanted your costume to be scary.
It was supposed to be sexy, not scary.
Right. Because my wife, like, when I take a picture, before I post it, let me see it first. Is that situation where you ask to see it and you don't approve it, and she still posts it?
Yeah, that happens all the time. She's always like, you look good. And I'm like, no, I know I don't look good. You're just doing this to mess with me.
So, girl, you're calling to answer the question, why are you on the naughty list? So clearly that's why your friend is.
Okay, so my friend's on the naughty list with me, but I'm on the naughty list because to get back at her, I will Photoshop any image we take together to make her look uglier because I am tired of this. Right?
Oh, that's not right.
I don't care. I'm tired of her making me look bad. So what I do is I will put her eyes a little bit further apart. I'll make her nose a little bigger, make her teeth a little bit more yellow.
Oh, you're not just on the naughty list. You're also officially on the worst friend list. Anyone listening, I don't want to take pictures with
you. That's it. I'm here for Lucy, man.
I have never heard of someone photoshopping and make it uglier.
You could do it, and I'm petty. I do it because I'm tired of looking like a zombie when I'm a cheerleader.
Okay. Right. Has your friend caught on, though?
No. If she has, she has not told me.
Right.
This is the most classic frenemy story if I have ever heard one. Because I'm a bet that your friend is going to call us up here just in a little bit and be like, I have a friend who I always look ugly in her pictures for. That makes so much sense.
And you know what? You guys are going to be friends forever.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Glad you love each other.
Frenemies.
Yeah. Lucy, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Happy holidays.
You too.
All right, so chime on in.
Oh, girl.
They're doing a lot, man. They're doing a lot.
That is, you know, I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, we're going to take more of your calls. We do have someone on hold that says they might not know who the baby's father is. So, I mean, someone made the naughty list. Somebody made the naughty list. We're taking more of your calls. Why do you think you made Santa's naughty list? Asking you the question, why do you think you're making Santa's naughty list? Think about it. Think about that. Okay, we're here. Okay, we got Jess on the left. Jess, why do you think you made Santa's naughty list?
I have a 6-month-old boy, so I hope I'm not on a naughty list.
Well, do you know who the father is? Because then you would be on Santa's naughty list.
I do, yes. He's standing right next to me.
Okay, put him on really quick.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
My man, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Nothing, man. I was asking your baby mama over there, Jess, why does she think that she would be on Santa's naughty list this year? Why do you think she's making his list?
I don't know, man. She's real hard to live with sometimes.
She's hard to
live with sometimes. Okay, I need at least 2 details about that. Let me know, because I think I'm in the same boat.
She's a little OCD sometimes. That's a positive and a negative, I just got to say, man.
Okay. Is that the biggest thing?
I'm going to just leave it at that.
He doesn't want to end up on the naughty list.
Yeah. Does your lady yell at you if you don't squeegee the shower? Because my lady yells at me if I don't squeegee the damn shower. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, I squeegee the shower.
You do that?
So she's got me trained there.
She got you trained. You're a better man than me. What does she trip on?
Nothing really. I don't know.
She's standing right behind
me. Looking at me in the eyes.
Well, let me ask you, what was your name, by the way?
Patrick.
Patrick, why do you think you're going to be on Santa's naughty list?
You know, I kind of take my time on doing things when she asks me to do something.
Well, you definitely got her pregnant, so you definitely, you know, you definitely did that.
Something working.
Did you mean to knock her up?
You know, that's a really funny story. I don't know if I should tell it.
Yeah, you should. Walk away from her. I want to hear this story.
He's so nervous.
Come on, Patrick. Uh-huh. We're amongst friends here.
All right. So I think we were visiting her sister-in-law in Virginia, mm-hmm. and we were sharing like one of those joint rooms, like for like you had your kids with you. Mm-hmm. You know, I came back, I had a few beers, kind of was a little interested in having some fun, and her parents were in the next room over.
Oh my gosh.
So it was a little awkward, but that's when we tracked, that was when it happened.
Right. Tis the season, you gave her your Yule log. Hello.
What can we say? The whole family was involved.
All right. Well, I don't think Santa has to check this list twice. I think you made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got your lady pregnant while her parents were in there in the next room. Okay. Gotcha. Hi, Patrick. Enjoy that baby.
All right.
And when those stitches heal up on your wifey, enjoy your lady again.
Oh.
We'll talk to you later, Patrick.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Loved all the calls. Okay, if you want to still keep them coming in, hit us up. Confess to the mess. Listen, can we get ready for the staycation setup?
Please.
Listen, man, we got Jessica. She thinks her boyfriend, Sergio, is cheating on her after she found out about her Instagram burner account.
Ooh.
Now, an IG burner account means like a secret account, right?
Right. It's a secret, separate account that nobody's supposed to really know about.
Well, I guess Jessica just found out. Sergio, we're going to see if you've been cheating on your lady. Grab your popcorn, pull it up, man. We're going to do the staycation setup where we're going to call her man Sergio. Tell him he's won a free romantic hotel stay. Who's he going to put on that reservation? His girl Jessica or somebody else? Let's find out together. Morning Mess. Don't move, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.